So from pigeons to penguins, an investigation's been launched into the unusual death of 63 penguins at the Boulders African Penguin Colony in Simonstown this week. They were stung by Cape honeybees, and a really, really tragic story this, because the penguins were found on Friday morning. An initial post-mortem finding revealed that all of the birds had multiple bee stings, and there were many dead bees that were found at the site as well where the penguins had died. And these deaths occurred suddenly between Thursday afternoon and Friday morning. A dead penguin also found on Fishhook Beach on Friday. And if you've ever been out to Simonstown to have a look at the Boulders penguins, and if you've watched Penguin Town, it's that series on Netflix which follows their search for mates and food and shelter, you'll certainly feel the way that that many people feel about this, that it really is tragic. So let's find out about this. Is it an anomaly? What led to this? Jenny Cullinan is a bee conservationist at the African Wild Bee Institute. Jenny, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. So it seems from the initial investigations that Cape honeybees are responsible here for killing these over 60 penguins. Do we know why this would have happened?
Hello, Mandy, and thanks for the opportunity to speak to you about this. Yes, it is a very tragic incident that's happened. It's what honeybees would do if their nest site is fundamentally disturbed. So our bees will defend their nest sites by stinging. And when a honeybee stings, of course, they lose their life. So that's why there are a whole lot of dead bees around the penguins as well, because they had lost their lives from stinging the penguin. So basically what's happened, and everything is pointing in this direction, that human error is at the heart of this. Something was happening with a colony, either a wild living colony or a managed colony in the area, and the bees were feeling terribly threatened by the human interference, and they went off to defend themselves. And the penguins, unfortunately, don't move very fast on land. So once a bee stings something and a attack pheromone is marked on that thing that it has stung, whether it be a bird or a horse or a human, and then the other bees will come in and attack that target. So the penguins were targeted. They were not moving fast enough, and unfortunately birds succumb very easily to bee venom, and so it doesn't take too much of bee venom to kill a bird. And it's a very tragic incident. I'm not sure if we'll ever find out what happened to the colony that was disturbed in terms of where it was. It must have been very close to the penguin colony.
So has this ever happened before in that particular area? Is there a known bee colony close to Boulders Beach, perhaps, that you may be aware of? Or, as you say, we may just never know what actually happened. It could well have been human intervention here that disturbed this colony of bees.
Well, it definitely is pointing towards human interference. You have to really, really disturb the Cape honeybee, which would mean you're going to destroy their home for them to do this. It hasn't been recorded before in terms of killing penguins, but certainly honeybees have killed chickens and all sorts of domestic animals when they are fundamentally disturbed. So we don't have a rattle or honey badger in this area, so that would be the only other animal that would really damage a wild living nest or a beehive, which is a human constructed box where bees live in. So it is humans, definitely, that would have either a garden service or somebody who is moving, doing a bee removal and lost control, a beekeeper losing control of their bees while working with them. We live amongst many wild colonies in Simonstown. We do a lot of research in this area, and there are lots of colonies that are around. So they live and coexist with all other wildlife. Penguins don't go and bother wild colonies and therefore get attacked. So this hasn't happened before, and it's a real indication why we have in buffer zone areas around our conservation areas in South Africa, a need to manage what happens in those areas. So Simonstown is in the buffer zone of the Table Mountain National Park, and Boulders is part of Table Mountain National Park. So we have a lot of beekeepers in Simonstown, and there are far too many hives in this tiny town, and we need to be able to manage that more sensitively, because we are in the wilderness buffer zone. And if anybody who isn't very good with bees, a new beekeeper, or as I said, a bee removal person who loses control of what they're doing, this could be the result. So we have incidences of where people's dogs have died. And I know in KwaZulu-Natal where people have died when this happens. So unfortunately,
Jenny, is there a chance that this particular colony could still be restless, or do you think that most of them would have died in this attack?
No. The attack won't go on for too long. So the colony would have settled, and probably it would have relocated and settled, because their original home has been destroyed. So they would have resettled somewhere else, and they would settle down very, very quickly, because they would then focus on what they need to do to produce comb and build a new colony. They won't be threatened. They'll be rebuilding.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much. Jenny Cullinan, bee conservationist at the African Wild Bee Institute, explaining to us what likely happened in this incident, the unusual deaths of 63 penguins at the Boulders African Penguin Colony in Simonstown. Just a really, really sad, tragic story, the fact that so many of these penguins died in a bee attack. And ultimately, it looks like it was probably human intervention that caused this.